It's time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
holy name. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Oh, give him glory. Give him honor. Give him adoration. He's the Almighty God. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration tonight. Praise him until he notices you. Glorify his holy name until he inclines unto you. Oh, magnify his holy name, magnify his holy name. Bless his holy name, bless his holy name. Bless the Ancient of Days, bless the Lion of the tribe of Judah, bless the Holy One of Israel, bless the Rose of Sharon, bless the Lily of the Valley. Bless the only one who can say, I am that I am, the unchangeable Lord. Give him glory, give him glory. Oh, give him glory. Amoko Shendra Mahiketo Ramakatandai. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. Kandre Mokorotra Mahiketo Ramakatandai. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Savior. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift your voice to the Almighty God, loud and clear. I say, Father, tonight, fight my battles for me. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Tonight, O Lord, fight my battles for me. Lord of hosts, Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, the Lord who has never lost a battle, fight my battles for me tonight. Fight my battles for me tonight. Fight my battles for me tonight. Rekundre mokoku shikere makake kento rumokoro. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Savior. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war, your mercy endureth forever and ever. Oh, praise His holy name. Amen.
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah,
the man of war,
His mercy endureth forever and ever.
Oh, praise His
holy name.
Amen.
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war, His mercy
Father, Almighty, Most High, the unchangeable changer, the one who said, let there be light, and there was light, the one who breathed on the Red Sea and it parted, the one who shook the wall of Jericho and it came tumbling down, the one who brought water out of the rock, Ancient of Days, Holy One of Israel, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the I Am that I Am, Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, glory be to your holy name. Father, glory be to your holy name. Thank you for yesterday. Thank you for tomorrow. Thank you because you will do marvelous things in our lives, even tonight. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Lord of hosts, for all your children who are here, and those who are far away, listening by satellite and listening by the internet, every one of us, Lord, fight our battles for us today. Before this night is over, let us sing, "We are more than conquerors." Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let someone shout hallelujah. Now I want you to shake hands with two or three people and tell them, God will take me far above my enemies. If you believe that, put your hands together for the Almighty God. And then you may please be seated. Tonight I've been asked to speak on the purpose of victory. The purpose of victory. That assumes that somebody is going to be victorious tonight. Who is that fellow? Wave to the Almighty God and say, it's me, O Lord. Let Exodus chapter 8, verse 1. Exodus chapter 8, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. Tell your neighbor, Pharaoh will let you go tonight. Say it as if you mean it. The purpose of victory. One of the great philosophers, I can't remember now whether it is Socrates or Plato, one of those great ones of the ancient days, said, the greatest problem of victory is what to do with it. Put in modern language, after you have become victorious, what next? After the year of Jubilee, after freedom, after release, after restoration, what next? Many people plan, for example, for a wedding. They even plan for a honeymoon after the wedding without planning for marital life. So there is a day of wedding, everybody is singing and dancing, cutting cakes. After that, husband and wife go for honeymoon. Then when the honeymoon is over, what next? No plans. So husband and wife return from honeymoon, and the husband says, darling, where's my breakfast? And darling says, breakfast? So many girls get married. Many girls plan for their wedding, not knowing that after the honeymoon, the wife is supposed to wake up an hour before the husband and prepare breakfast. Many people celebrate graduation, great day. Receive certificates, everybody say congratulations. Then, what next? What if I don't get a job? What do I do then? Many people plan for house dedication, and they have no plans for maintenance. I remember like yesterday, when I bought my first car, my friend said, congratulations, well done. He said, but from now on, keep your eye on the fuel gauge. You've got a car now. You have to fill it with fuel. You have to take it to the mechanic. Before you got a car, it's none of your business whether there is fuel shortage or not. But now you got a car, and the responsibility comes from it. Brethren, after Jubilee, what next? After victory, what next? After healing, what next? Because God is going to heal you during this convention. After deliverance, what next? After breakthrough, what next? Oh God, give me babies. I want a set of twins. And when the twins arrive and they say congratulations, after the joy comes the sleepless nights. There are categories of bondage.
battles the people fight.
There's physical bondage. Luke 13, verse 10 to 17. Luke 13, verse 10 to 17 tells us of a daughter of Abraham who had a spirit of infirmity, and the devil kept her bowed down together for 18 years. But the Lord came and set her free. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1. 2 Kings 5, verse 1. Naaman was famous. Naaman was rich. But Naaman was a leper. He had a physical challenge. Then there is material bondage. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. 2 Kings 4, verse 1 to 7. The widow of the son of the prophet was healthy. No sickness in her house. The children were healthy. But they were destitute. And the creditors came and said, "You don't pay our money at such a time, your children will be sold." And then, of course, we can have a combination of one and two: physical bondage and material bondage. In the case of Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34, Mark 5, 25 to 34, tells us the story of the woman with the issue of blood. She had a physical challenge. The Bible says she suffered many things at the hand of physicians, spent all she had, and she still remained sick, and now she was penniless. Physically in bondage, materially in bondage. And then, of course, there is spiritual bondage. We have the example of Mary Magdalene. She was healthy, she was wealthy, but she was demon possessed. Luke chapter 8. You can read it from verse 1 to 3. Luke 8, 1 to 3. And then, of course, we have a case where all three are rolled together: physical, material, spiritual. As in the case of Mark chapter 5, verse 1 to 15. Mark 5, verse 1 to 15 tells us the story of the madman of Gadara. Because he was possessed by 6,000 demons, he was homeless, so he was living in the graveyard, and of course he was constantly cutting himself with stones. Physically, materially, spiritually, he was in bondage. But the good news tonight is that victory is possible. In fact, I want to go a step further to announce to you that victory is on your way. Because the God of Jubilee, who incidentally is also the God of the redeemed Christian Church of God, is here tonight. And according to Psalm 24, verse 7 to 10, Psalm 24, verse 7 to 10, is the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, the Lord of hosts. He can set you free from any form of bondage. Physically, if you are sick, no matter the nature of sickness, even if you are incurable. Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 to 3. Matthew 8, verse 1 to 3 tells us that when a leper came unto him and said, "I know you can set me free, you can make me clean if you want," he said, "Of course, I'm willing,
He touched him and he became cleansed. Thank God for the testimony of our brother. When they tell you that you have cancer, that's to some people a death sentence. But with the Lord on the throne, any of you here tonight with any form of incurable disease, you will receive your healing. Materially, even if you are destitute, he can set you free. Because he said in John chapter 10 verse 10, John 10 verse 10, he said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. In the name that is above every other name, poverty will become a stranger to you. And of course, if you are spiritually in bondage, if you are demon possessed, all he has to do is say a word. It's just one word. He said to the 6,000 demons in Mark chapter 5, verse 1 to 15. Mark 5, 1 to 15. Go, that's all he said. And they all left. I'm speaking on behalf of my Father tonight. And I say that all the demons that follow you here will not follow you back home. But victory has issues. Many issues attached to victory. And I will just mention maybe just two because of time. The first issue with victory is that the devil loves to attack immediately after a victory. The devil is a bad devil. You knock him down, immediately he wants to bounce up and attack again. I mean, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 34 to 37. 1 Samuel 17, verse 34 to 37. David said, I was watching my father's flock. A lion came, grabbed one of the flock. I grabbed it by the beard, smote it, and killed it. You thought the devil would leave him alone after that? No. Immediately afterwards, came a bear. He killed the bear. So, okay. Satan said, if you can handle animals, let's give you a giant. And Goliath came on the scene. And by the special grace of the Almighty God, he killed Goliath also. And you think that's the end of the story? No. While David was celebrating the killing of Goliath, in 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 6 to 11. 1 Samuel 18, verse 6 to 11. The devil assembled some women and gave them an impromptu song. Saul has killed his 1,000. David has killed his 10,000. They composed the song on the spot. And from that day onward, David had a greater enemy than he had ever had before. His father-in-law, who tried to kill him several times. The most dangerous time in the life of anybody is immediately after a victory. Maybe because I know this, this is why I'm always afraid of celebrations. Celebration is good, provided there is somebody at least who is watching. Immediately after a victory, the enemy wants to come in again. And I can give you several examples. Take the story of Moses taking the children of Israel to the promised land. Take the story of Joshua after the fall of the wall of Jericho. Go on and on and on. Take Gideon after one victory. Comes another attack. That's one issue. But the issue that they asked me to speak on tonight, because of time, is exactly what do I do with victory? When I'm healed, what do I do next? John chapter 5, verse 2 to 14. John 5, verse 2 to 14. The man had been sick for 38 years. Jesus came and healed him. He went to the church, singing, dancing. Jesus met him and said, "Sir, you've been made whole. Go and sin no more, or else something worse will happen." I've always told people, if you don't want to say goodbye to sin, ask God to leave you alone with your sickness. Because if he heals you, the corollary is that, all right, from now on, no more sin, or something worse than the one you have just been delivered from will come. What do I do after I'm delivered? Well, when you are delivered, of course, the first thing you should do is praise God. Exodus 15, from verse 1 to 11. Exodus 15, verse 1 to 11. After God delivered the children of Israel through the Red Sea and drowned their enemies, they sang praises to God. What should I do when I'm delivered? Ask Mary Magdalene. Luke chapter 8, verse 1 to 3. Luke 8, verse 1 to 3. As soon as God delivered her, she became a divine treasurer, so that we spend my resources to make sure that the ministry of God is supported. What do I do if I'm delivered? Ask the madman of Gadara. Mark chapter 5, verse 18 to 20. Mark 5, verse 18 to 20. After he was delivered, after he came to his senses, after he was washed and he was dressed and he was in his right mind, he came to Jesus and said, "I will go with you wherever you go." Jesus said, "I have an assignment for you. Go and witness. Go and tell others what I've done for you." And the Bible says he went and proclaimed Jesus so much that he won the entire city unto the Lord. Because if you are delivered and you don't do something about it, you are delivered, you don't praise God, you are delivered, you don't begin to witness for the Almighty God, the Bible says the demons that have gone out will look for other places to stay, and when they can't find any, they will come back. And this time they won't come back alone. They will get seven more dangerous than themselves and bring them in. I pray for you in the name that's above every other name. Your deliverance will be permanent. Don't be like Samson. He was brought bound to the enemies. The enemies within, his relatives, bound him and brought him to the enemies without. But the Almighty God rose, fought his battles for him, and he was delivered. But what did he do? John 16, verse 1 to 3. John 16, verse 1 to 3. He just left the scene and went to a harlot's house to celebrate. That's why some people said nobody should pity him that Delilah got him. What do I do with victory? What do I do when breakthrough comes and I'm delivered from material bondage? Because it's a good thing to prosper. And I've already proclaimed tonight, and I'm saying it again, In the name that's above every other name, you will not die in poverty. But Proverbs chapter 1 verse 32, Proverbs 1 verse 32 says, the prosperity of fools will destroy them. I mean, prosperity can destroy. Of course, it will destroy a fool, not a wise one. When you look at Exodus chapter 12, verses 35 and 36, Exodus 12, 35 and 36, the Bible tells us that when the children of Israel were leaving Egypt, on that great night of deliverance, they went to the Egyptians and borrowed from them gold, raiment, jewelries of all type, tremendous wealth, the salary that Egypt had not paid their father for 430 years, they collected in one day. But what did they do with the money? Exodus 32, verse 1 to 6. Exodus 32, verse 1 to 6. One day they went to Aaron. We want a God that we can see. And Aaron said, no problem. Bring all your gold. The wealth you got in Egypt, bring them. And they gave to him. And he produced a golden calf. And said, behold, Israel, this is your God that led you out of captivity. I pray for you tonight. The kind of wealth that will lead to your destruction, may the Almighty God keep far away from you. That kind of wealth that you will have that will cause you to forget God, may the Almighty God keep it far from you. I don't have time to tell you stories tonight because I want you to pray. I could have told you stories upon stories of those who were strong Christians until the Lord prospered them and then they forgot God. I know those of us who could pray like nobody's at night when we were sleeping on mats. But now, we sleep on water beds. The rooms are air conditioned. Brother, why didn't you pray at night? Oh, the air was so cool. I know those of us who used to fast and pray because it was easy to fast. Because there wasn't much to eat anyway, so when we were not fasting, it was 101, if you know what that one means. Then prosperity came. I mean, I met one of my fellow brothers. And I couldn't believe who I was looking at. I looked at him. Is it you? He said, it's me. He said, what's the problem? Because he has become almost 5 times his normal size. What happened? He said, well, the Lord is good. The prosperity that will take you away from the Almighty God, the prosperity that will cause you to forget the one who prospers, the Almighty God will never let it come to you. And I decree tonight, if you have already got it, may my Father take it away from you. Because he said in Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17, Zechariah 1 verse 17, he tells us what we are to use the prosperity for. He said, my cities will be built all over the world. In other words, you will build churches with prosperity. That's the purpose. The word of God says, you can have prosperity and enjoy it for the rest of your life, provided You obey him and serve him. Job chapter 36 verse 11. Job 36 verse 11. He said, if they will obey and serve him, they will spend their years in pleasure and their days in prosperity. God wants you to prosper, provided you are going to use it to serve him. What are you to do with victory? Because you are going to be victorious tonight in Jesus' name. When you read 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1 to 2, 1 Samuel 22, verse 1 to 2, the Bible tells us that after David defeated Goliath and King Saul became his enemy, he ran and went to hide himself in the cave of Adullam. And vagabonds gathered themselves to him. Those who are in distress, those who are in debt, those who are hopeless, they gather to him. Anyone who is coming to collect his debt from me will have to deal with the giant killer. They gathered themselves to David. And he turned them to mighty men. So that by the time you get to 2 Samuel chapter 23, 2 Samuel 23, you can read it from verse 8 to the end. The same hopeless people had become the mighty men of David. Almighty God wants you to go into all the world and make disciples of nations. The Almighty God wants you to open your houses up for house fellowship so that people can come and be taught on how to become disciples of Jesus. The Almighty God wants to prosper you so you can build churches. He wants to prosper you so that you can witness and tell people, I was poor, now I am rich, and it is Jesus who made it possible. The Lord wants to prosper you so you can sponsor television ministries, so you can send people to the Bible college, so you can send people to the mission school. God wants to prosper you so you can do the work of God. So the conclusion, because I want to be brief tonight, because I want you to pray. Now that you know what to do with victory, you can now demand from Pharaoh. You can now say to Pharaoh, that is whatever represents Pharaoh in your life. Sickness, disease, poverty, demons, barrenness, whatever is not allowing your joy to be full, whatever is not allowing you to go higher. You can now say to Pharaoh, hear the words of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, Pharaoh, let Adeboye go, that he may serve me. You know, one of the things I like about the Almighty God is that when he arises to fight for you, he can do a very good job. In Exodus chapter 4, verse 22 to 23, Exodus 4, 22 to 23, he told Moses, you go and tell Pharaoh, Israel is my firstborn. Let Israel go. If you will not let Israel go, I will kill your firstborn. After that, Israel will still go. Oh Lord. Tell your neighbor, my Pharaoh is in trouble tonight. Because whether he likes it or not, I am going. I tell you a story, just one story, and then we'll pray. It's a story you've heard before. We're having a meeting like this, not this big, just at the headquarters church. And God spoke to me and said, There's a girl here. It's your mother who's not allowing you to marry. But unless she allows you to marry, unless she releases you, within 7 days, she'll be buried. The following day, I was in my office, and one of my daughters came, a committed Christian, came with her mother. The mother was fuming. You're one of those prophets turning the heads of my children, telling them that their mothers will die. I said, me? I didn't say so. Sister, did I say your mother will die? She came home and said, the pastor said that if I will not allow her to marry, I will die. I said, sister, did I mention your name? I said, mama, don't mind her. That's how they pick up, claim anything. Don't mind her. He said, you didn't say I would die? No, I didn't mention her name. Ask her. So she said, all right, you get go out. So the girl left my office. And the woman turned to me and said, Pastor, is it true that the woman who is not allowing her daughter to marry, would I say, I'm not saying it is you, ma, but what I heard from God, whoever that woman is, one day is already gone. Oh, glory be to God. I decree to you again tonight, in the name that's above every other name, your Pharaoh is in trouble tonight. It's not that I don't want her to marry. It's just that she's the one looking after me. And once she's married now, who will look after me? I said, ma. And just tell us that. We'll tell the husband to look after you. Okay, now she can marry. And I have the joy of being the one who solemnized the marriage. Anyone standing between you and your breakthrough, if they don't let you go tonight, they will not be around during the next convention. Provided you will use your victory for praising God, for witnessing, for follow up, for making disciples, for planting churches, for serving the Lord. So, thank you, Lord. The Lord says, son, why are you in a hurry? This is convention. Nobody's in a hurry here. And he wants me to tell you one more story. After the story, he wants me to do something, which I will do very quickly. A man came to me with his wife. He said, sir, I have enough evidence to show that my wife is the one blocking my way. And the wife was there. So I turned to the woman. The woman said, don't mind this stupid fellow. It is his mother, not me. So you are not the one. She said, no. So the husband said, I am sure. I said, no problem. There's a simple way of solving this problem. Sister, I'm going to pray prayer. Listen to it before you say amen to it. Say, pray any prayer. I said, if it is true that there's a demon in you, because the husband said he had discovered that the demon in her is a snake. If it is true that there is a snake in you, I will bind the snake. I won't cast it out. Since you say it's not there anyway, I will bind the snake. The snake will no longer be able to go out to operate. So it will be feeding in you, feeding on you. That is if it is there. She said, bind anything. But nothing is in me. Good. So I prayed. God, if the husband has lied against this woman, let it continue to be well with this woman. Let her begin to prosper like never before. But if it is true that there is a demon in her, there's a snake in her, I bind that snake. The name that's above every other name. By the time they brought the woman back, a couple of weeks later, she was almost ready to burst because the snake had been eating there and defecating there and doing everything there. Now the Lord wants me to do something tonight. On behalf of all of you who are here in particular, many a times you need to know your enemy before they die. They need to be exposed. So those who are working against your destiny, if they will not release you tonight, I bind them in Jesus' name. And they will remain bound until they come and confess in Jesus' name. Now, it should be clear to everybody that this is not a night for jokes. So if you are out there and you have not yet given your life to Jesus Christ, you better pull your ears and run now and come and surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Because tonight, the Lord of hosts is going to fight. And if you are not on the right side of God, he might include you among those that he will fight. I've always told my people, when we say let God arise and his enemies be scattered, you better be sure you are not one of the enemies. Because he will arise and he will scatter his enemies. So if you are not yet born again, I appeal to you in your own interest, run forward now, come and surrender your life to Jesus Christ, let his blood wipe away your sins, so that you can become one of his children. And then when he arises, it will be to bless you, not to destroy you. Because our God, who is love, is also the consuming fire. So if you want to give your life to Jesus, come now. And I will count from 1 to 10. And I know many of you are coming from a long distance, so I will count gently, but at the same time, you need to move. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And as you come, begin to pray. Don't just come and wait. You begin to cry to him and say, Lord, save my soul. I don't want to be your enemy, oh Lord. I want to become one of your children. Save my soul. Cleanse me in your blood. Wash me clean, O Lord. Wash me clean. 6. Oh yes, this is your day of salvation. And after salvation will come deliverance. Come. Keep coming from all over. 7. Thank you, those of you who are clapping for Jesus. May he accept your clap offering. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. And as you come, begin to pray. Call on him. Lord, have mercy on me. Save my soul. Forgive all my sins. Keep on talking to him. Even as you are coming on the way, begin to pray. 8 now. Keep calling on him. Ask him to be merciful. Ask him to save your soul. Ask him to forgive your sins. Tell him you are tired of being the enemy of God. You want to go free. You want to go higher. Ask him to please, Lord, save my soul. Cleanse me in your blood. Forgive me, O Lord, forgive me. I will serve you from now on. Soon as you free me from my sin, I will serve you for the rest of my life. Keep coming. 9. Cry to him as you call. Ask him for salvation. Thank you, Jesus. Just keep coming. And now the rest of us, let's stretch our hands towards these people and pray for them. Let's intercede for them. That the Almighty God will save every one of them. That he will be merciful to all of them. That he will cleanse them in his blood. That he will give them a new beginning. Pray for them, brethren. And those of you in front, keep on talking to the Lord. Lord, have mercy on me. Save my soul. Those of you who are still coming, keep coming, keep coming. This is your night of victory. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Thank you, Jesus. Keep coming, keep coming. I can see so many of you. Keep coming. I wait 30 seconds for you to get here before I pray. Keep coming. Don't wait. Keep coming. You still have 10 seconds to get here. I see so many of you still on the way. Keep coming and pray as you come. Pray as you come. Pray as you come. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Keep coming. I see you still running. Keep coming. Oh, thank you, Savior. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Savior. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your word. I want to thank you for your children who have come forward tonight. I want to thank you for your promise that whosoever will come unto you, you will no wise cast out. Father, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. These your children are here. They say we are tired of being the enemies of God. We want to become his children. Please receive them in Jesus' name. Forgive them in Jesus' name. Cleanse them in your blood in Jesus' name. Save their souls and write their names in the book of life in Jesus' name. And from now on, Lord, please, don't let them ever go back into the world in Jesus' name. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I want to rejoice with those of you who have come forward. And those of you who are still coming, keep coming, keep coming. It's not too late yet. The prayer must have reached you where you are. Keep coming. I want to promise you that by the special grace of God, from now on,
Every day of my life, I'll be praying for you. And very soon, you'll be receiving miracles. Even miracles you didn't ask for. Then you know somebody is somewhere praying for you. And that somebody is going to be me. So the counselors will give you some cards which you will fill so that I can have your names, your address, and your prayer request. So you stay where you are, you fill the cards before you begin to go. But even as they are giving you the cards, I want you to join in the prayer we are about to pray. The rest of us, are we ready to pray? How many of you are sure that God will give you victory tonight? Then stand on your feet and shout a big hallelujah. You have only two prayers to pray tonight. The first one you are going to say, Father, I will serve you. Arise and scatter all my enemies. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Father, I will serve you. I will serve you with my health. I will serve you with my wealth. I will serve you with everything you make available to me. My victory will be used in your service. Arise, O God. Let my enemies be scattered. Arise. I will serve you. I will not use any victory you give me carelessly. I will use it in your service. So arise, O Lord. Arise for me. And let all my enemies be scattered. Arise, O Lord. Lord of hosts, arise. The one who has never lost a battle, arise for me today. Arise for me right now, right now, right now. Arise, O Lord. And let all my enemies be scattered. Arise, O Lord. Arise, O Lord. Arise, O Lord. Arise, O Lord. Let all my enemies be scattered. Arise, O Lord. Arise, O Lord. Arise. O Lord, arise. Let my enemies be scattered. Arise, O Lord, arise. Arise. O Lord, arise. Let all my enemies be scattered tonight. Arise, Lord. Arise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now I beg you in your own interest to pray the next prayer, ignoring everybody near you. Just pretend that it's you alone now to face your own Pharaoh. And when you say Pharaoh, make sure you mention all those things that represent Pharaoh in your life. So lift your voice and say, in the mighty name of Jesus, Pharaoh, let Adeboye go, because I want to serve the Lord. Sickness, let me go. Poverty, let me go. Barrenness, let me go. Demons, let me go. Failure, let me go. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Pharaoh, hear the word of the Lord. Let Adeboye go, because he wants to serve the Lord. Sickness, let me go, because I want to serve the Lord. Failure, let me go, because I want to serve the Lord. Poverty, let me go, I want to serve the Lord. Barrenness, let me go, I want to serve the Lord. Pharaoh, let Adeboye go,
at the commandment of the Almighty God. Let me go, because I want to serve the Lord. Let me go now. Sickness, let me go. Sorrow, let me go. Failure, let me go. Defeat, let me go. Everything that causes shame, let me go, because I want to serve the Lord. Disease, let me go. Immoral thoughts, let me go. Laziness, let me go. I want to serve the Lord. Debts, let me go. I want to serve the Lord. Demons, let me go. I want to serve the Lord. I want to serve the Lord. Pharaoh, hear the word of the Lord. Let Adeboye go now, because I want to serve the Lord.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. There is power in God's word. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact RCCG Internet Outreach, USA, PO Box 710874, Houston, Texas, USA, or call 281-541-3864, or visit the Nigeria office at 15 Erickmore Close, off Erickmore Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. Telephone 234-890-5822. Remember, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.